Welcome to Fact Check Radio, a weekly wrap-up of spin and deception in politics. I'm Lori Robertson, managing editor of factcheck.org.
And I'm Vivica Novak, Fact Check's deputy director. This week, we'll look at ads from both sides in the Washington Senate race.
Plus, you may have heard about Aqua Buddha. We'll talk about the controversial TV spot in the Kentucky Senate race.
But first, let's debunk misleading ads from Democratic candidates about the Fair Tax Plan.
This has become a Democratic theme. We counted 33 ads on this topic in 20 House and Senate races since August. The ads criticize Republican candidates' supposed support for the fair tax, saying the Republicans want a 23% national sales tax. But the ads fail to mention that the tax proposal calls for replacing all federal income and payroll taxes with the sales tax, and there would be cash rebates to offset the tax on food, clothing, and other essentials.
The fair tax is controversial, and a few years ago we wrote about several misleading claims from fair tax proponents. For example, a tax advisory panel put together by President George W. Bush rejected this idea and said the national sales tax would actually have to be set at 34%, not 23%, to bring in enough revenue. And that panel said the tax burden on middle-income earners would increase under the plan.
But still, Democrats have offered a misleading view of the fair tax, and some of the Republicans being attacked haven't clearly supported the idea. Here's a clip from one ad in which Ohio lawmaker Mary Jo Kilroy attacks her opponent, Steve Stivers.
Ohio history. Now Steve's got another swift idea. Create a new national sales tax. We'd lose our mortgage, our child deductions, and pay 23% on everything we buy, even groceries.
Here's another example. This ad is from Senator Michael Bennett, who is facing a challenge from Republican Ken Buck in Colorado.
Ken Buck wants to add a new 23% national sales tax to everything you buy. A bag of groceries, $11 more. A tank of gas, $10 more. The medicine you need, $105 more. Ken Buck's plan would even get rid of your home mortgage deduction, costing Colorado families.
As we mentioned, that 23% sales tax is part of the fair tax plan, but the ads don't tell viewers that their income, payroll, and other taxes would go away under the idea.
And what have Stivers and Buck said about the fair tax? The claim that Stivers supports the fair tax is based on the fact that he indicated on a survey that he was in favor of a flat income tax or a national sales tax. He didn't specify which one. But his campaign told us it was the flat tax that he favored. A flat tax, by the way, is a flat rate for everyone coupled with the elimination of deductions and credits.
And while Buck did say back in March that he liked a fair tax or a flat tax, he says he isn't pushing the fair tax idea. He told the Denver Post that, "I think it has to be recognized as an alternative, but it was never my alternative."
Beyond the 33 ads we found, Democrats have put out direct mail pieces, mailers that we only see when readers send them to us. One reader sent us a mailer done by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee criticizing Republican Jackie Walorski, who's trying to unseat Indiana lawmaker Joe Donnelly. The mailer says, 23% more for your gas, 23% more for your groceries.
Walorski is on record saying she supports the fair tax, but again, the mailer misrepresents exactly what the plan would do. If you receive a mailer that might have false or misleading claims, please send it to us. Look for our contact information at factcheck.org.
Let's move on to the Washington Senate race. This is one of the toss-up races we've been following, and we found misleading ads from Democratic Senator Patty Murray and a Republican leading group that has been attacking her.
First up, an ad from the American Action Network, which makes misleading claims about Murray and taxes.
During her 18 years in Washington, Patty Murray voted for the largest tax increase in history and repeatedly against tax relief. But this November, Murray promises to vote for a huge tax hike on small businesses. Ever heard of help?
Vivica, you looked at this ad. What's the story here? Did Murray vote for the largest tax increase in history?
No, not that we could tell. We contacted the group behind the ad to ask what it was talking about, but we never heard back from anyone. We suspect the reference is to the 1993 Clinton tax increase, which Republicans have called the largest in history. But that claim isn't true.
Economists prefer to measure tax increases as a percentage of the gross domestic product. So what is the largest in history?
Well, Franklin Roosevelt's tax increase of 1942, as the U.S. prepared to go to war, amounted to more than 5% of GDP, and it hiked federal revenues by 71%.
And Clinton's tax?
The 1993 increase was only 0.6% of GDP, and it increased revenues by 3.5%. It's clearly not the largest tax increase in history.
The ad also says Murray wants to vote for a huge tax hike on small businesses. I imagine this is a misleading reference to a vote on whether to extend the Bush tax cuts.
You got it. Murray wants to extend the Bush tax cuts, but not for couples earning more than $250,000 a year or individuals making more than $200,000. About 3% of the taxpayers that claim any business income on their personal returns fall into those upper brackets.
But how many of those are really small businesses?
Well, that's unknown. Some may be simply claiming consultancy or freelance income on their returns. But the Tax Policy Center estimates that 500,000 of these upper income folks will report business income averaging more than $700,000. Those are affluent business owners, not the mom-and-pop small businesses voters may think of when they hear these claims.
Senator Murray's opponent in this race is Republican businessman Dino Rossi. And Murray went too far in this attack on Rossi's career.
I'm Patty Murray. I sponsor this ad.
Would you trust a politician who hid a personal loan given by a businessman now under federal investigation?
Dino Rossi then co-founded a bank with business lobbyists. That bank's now under federal watch.
Auditors found Rossi's bank made unsafe and unsound loans.
And lost millions.
Did Rossi hide a loan?
There's no evidence that he did. He was supposed to reveal all debts as a state senator, and he failed to list this one, which was from a real estate developer who's now under federal investigation. But Rossi's campaign has said not listing the loan was an oversight, and other evidence supports that explanation.
What about the bank? Did he co-found a bank that's now under federal watch?
Well, he did co-found the Eastside Commercial Bank in the late 1990s when he was a state senator, but there were 34 other co-founders. The ad doesn't tell us that. Rossi initially put in $10,000 as his investment. The bank is in trouble today. A federal office said in 2009 that it engaged in unsafe and unsound practices. But there's no evidence that Rossi had anything to do with that. He owns less than 1% of the bank's stock, and his campaign told us he never had decision-making power there.
Finally, an ad in the Kentucky Senate race got a lot of press coverage this week. It's a personal attack from the Democrat, Jack Conway, on Republican Rand Paul, a Tea Party favorite. The ad talks about a strange incident from Paul's college days. Here's a clip.
Why was Rand Paul a member of a secret society that called the Holy Bible a hoax that was banned from mocking Christianity and Christ? Why did Rand Paul once tie a woman up, tell her to bow down before a false idol, and say his god was Aqua Buddha? Why does Rand Paul...
This all goes back to a college prank from about 30 years ago. At Baylor University, Paul was a member of a group that, according to Politico, made fun of the Baptist college and of Christianity. It was once banned for sacrilegious remarks, in fact, but that was 2 years before Paul was a member.
The group only called the Bible a hoax in a satirical article. As for the Aqua Buddha incident, an anonymous woman told the story to GQ this year, and she described the incident as being hazed in another interview with the Washington Post. She said Paul and a friend tied her hands, asked her to smoke marijuana, and then to worship Aqua Buddha at a creek. She told the Post that the whole thing was a joke, and she went along with it.
The ad so angered Paul that he refused to shake Conway's hand after a debate on October 17th, and he said that Conway lied. We'll leave it to you to decide whether a 30-year-old college prank is fair game for a political ad, but from a strictly factual standpoint, the ad is largely accurate.
And you can read more about claims being made in the midterm campaigns at factcheck.org. FactCheck is a project of the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center. And that's it for this edition of Fact Check Radio. I'm Lori Robertson.
And I'm Vivica Novak. Thanks for joining us.